We got a caller, man. Justin's on right now. Let's get to it. Justin, you there?
I'm here.
Hold on 1 second. What's going on, Justin?
How you guys doing?
We good. Very good. Listen, you know what? You had a great weekend. But before we get into that, I hope you got a couple minutes because something classic happened on our show a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And we actually reached out to you via the show, but you must have been busy. You wasn't listening.
Oh, no, I wasn't listening to that one.
No, because you would have called in.
Oh, you know I would.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah, no, because we even actually asked you your opinion.
Oh, wow. What was it?
So Slay Diddy, Mr. WGXC, mm-hmm. You know how he gives Skittles out, right?
Yes.
He Skittled the Pride Parade.
Oh, good.
But here's why. Slay, you want to take it over or you want me to finish it?
No, you can finish it.
All right, here's why. He didn't Skittle the Pride Parade in whole.
Okay.
He had a problem with the assless chaps.
I didn't see those.
Well, he did.
I did.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
And he was wondering, you know, because you are only Link, you know, like you're our guy.
Uh-huh.
Like when we got a problem, we come to you.
Okay.
So we wanted to know how you felt. Well, you didn't see him, but how you felt.
I didn't see them, but you know what? This is actually a good topic because I've had a change of heart on this topic. Mm-hmm. You know, back when I was younger, you know, and I wasn't out of the closet yet, and I didn't even know if I was gay. I just knew something was different, you know. Mm-hmm. I would see these parades, and I would be like, I'm not that gay, you know. I'm not like that. I'm not extra, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be marching in a parade. I don't need, you know, and I would see, you know, guys dressed in bikinis or thongs or whatever, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, no. And if I were to ever be in a parade, I wouldn't dress like that because I would want everybody to feel comfortable while I'm being comfortable marching in the parade. So that's the way I used to think. And now, you know, I still would not wear something like that, but I think everybody, you know, this is their one day to do whatever they want to do, to express themselves, whatever way they want to do, whatever way they want to do it. I mean, these are the people that can't hold hands in public without getting, you know, the side eye. They can't kiss each other in the movie theater like a straight couple would without feeling like somebody's going to do something to them. So this is the one time, you know, during a Pride weekend where they can do whatever they want, the whole year where they feel like they have to always look over their shoulder or, you know, feel like, you know, something might happen to them. Mm-hmm. This is their one time. They can wear whatever they want. They can kiss whoever they want in the middle of the road where everybody's looking and know that they're safe. Well, hopefully that they're safe. And, you know, I understand what, you know, if he had that feeling about seeing that, but that's kind of the explanation. And, you know, I had a change of heart on that too. And it's because, you know, I'm not gonna really judge. I can see from a straight person's point of view that doesn't really go to parades, and, you know, gay parades or anything. You might think like that's giving the whole gay population a bad name, but you know, if you look at it from the other side, you might be able to understand a little bit why they do that.
Now, I agree with probably 30% of what you said.
Okay.
And I'm not against the parade or anything like that. Like, I think it's a great parade. Mm-hmm. My thing is, and going off of what you said, if this is your time to be free, then kiss your partner in public. Mm-hmm. Dance. Blow the little things. Do all of that. Why do you need to wear a thong in public? Like, I can't go to the Black Festival in a thong. Like, I can't be free and just do that. They're going to arrest me. And you're going to have to bail me out, Justin, because you're going to have to tell them I was being free and safe. Well, you could be safe with jeans on.
Well, just because you and I wouldn't do that, that doesn't mean that somebody else, you know.
And it's not judgmental, but it's also a respect factor.
You know, I totally see both sides on this. I mean, I how do you want to say that? Because I'll be getting phone calls tonight.
I told you.
I'll just say personally, I wouldn't do that because I know the whole community is watching, mm-hmm. and I always like to carry myself in a certain way that's mm-hmm. respectful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I just. But for me, I can't also I can't say that the other person that's celebrating can't celebrate whatever way they want. And then, you know, the person that's doing that, they might say, well, if you have a problem with it,
don't
look.
Illegal, though? Isn't that illegal? Like, you can't just have your buttocks out. That's got to be, that's got to be lewd.
3 years in a row, I guess not.
Like, what is it called? Like, indecent exposure. Like, you can't do that. Like, that's not free at all.
I think as long as there's, like, a little bit of fabric somewhere, I think you're okay. But I don't know.
Listen, it was right in front of me. All I saw was some pale butt cheeks.
Well, you got to tell me what float that is so I can look next time.
No, just out there. That's the only thing, Justin. It wasn't during the parade.
Yeah, I came out my house.
You live on another whole street in the parade.
Yeah. And people parked, you know, for the parade on my street.
I didn't hear anything about that.
What happened?
So let's talk about tennis, man. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm
going to give you the clap. I've been getting so many bad looks and vibes for trying to give out the applause. I'm going to give you the clap.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Because we are proud of you.
Thank you.
And we are proud of you for different reasons. Outside of being a programmer on WGXE, we consider you a friend. You're a friend of the show. And we like the things you do. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Thank
Unless
you.
When you go yeah, on absolutely. One of your rants. I'd like to see you go on your rants as long as it's not against one of us.
But, I try to reserve the rants for those who really deserve the wrath.
Because nice. you're good at blocking people. Like, you just like poof.
Well, you know, some people just need to be blocked.
So, I was watching the website, as you were playing.
Yeah.
Explain to us how long – well, first of all, I don't know if Ray and Slay knows this, but explain to them the tennis association that you're a part of, how long it's been established, and how long you've been a part of it.
Well, it's called the GLTA, and that stands for the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance. And this has been in existence for over 50 years, and I never heard of it until probably 7 years ago. I've been playing tennis, you know, ever since 10th grade. Hmm. My friend up in Albany, you know, he had found this online, and it's a world tennis tour. It's just like the, you know, the professional tour, but it's for gay people, and it's not just for gay people, it's for straight people, too.
Okay.
But it was it was formed with the intention of, you know, being a social event and a sporting event, and it's to make everybody, you know, the gay population feel comfortable. You know, it's not like people they're not there to hook up. These mm-hmm. people are they're really competitive.
They're athletes.
I mean, they're extremely competitive. And I think it was formed back in the day, you know, just to give a sporting venue mm-hmm. to gays when being gay wasn't as accepted as it is now. So it was just a way for gay people to play their sports and not feel intimidated in any way, and just mm-hmm. to feel comfortable doing what they like to do. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, it doesn't include dancing. It doesn't include shopping. It's an actual sport mm-hmm. where you're good at it and you're just like everybody else. So I think that's why it was, you know, invented. The whole tour was invented because mm-hmm. of that reason.
I think it clears a lot of stereotypes, or at least one stereotype. Like you said, the whole I didn't know about the shopping and the dancing. But
it's just like gay people like to do that.
It's just that, like, because of the world that we live in, you don't have too many gay athletes that stand up and say, yes, I'm gay.
Right.
You know, so when you think of, help me out. I don't want to say nothing that's going to get people banning me or nothing like that.
Okay.
But when you think, like, of someone, like, being a gay athlete, you go, really? Like, are they playing a sport, like a real sport?
Mm-hmm.
And this somehow, you know, says yes, you know, like, because tennis is very competitive.
Right.
You know, so we were happy that you were out there, you were performing. Talk to us about, like, your first couple matches and how'd you do last year. I think you were – I was watching your ranking mm-hmm. and the worldly ranking. You was, like, 2,000
– Yeah. Well, something. See, what happens is, you know, you're playing against these guys, and these guys, they got money, okay? They have lots of money. And, you know, they – this is what they do. They don't – a lot of these guys, they don't really work because they don't have to anymore, and they get to travel all over the world and play all these tournaments. And there's about 70 different tournaments all throughout the world, whether it's Rome or Paris, diehard. They see themselves as on the world tennis tour, on the professional tour, and this is what they do. And those guys are the ones with the humongous, you know, the really great rankings. You know, they're in the top, you know, 100 or so, because they're able to play all those tournaments and win all those points. The highest ranking I ever had, I think, was 546, and that's when I made it to the semifinals back in 2013. And I'm just so excited. I can't wait till the new rankings come out, because making it to the finals, I'm going to surpass, you know, that previous high ranking that I had. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned I was in the 2000s, because this is the only tournament that I play on the tour.
Okay.
There are a few other tournaments that I'm looking at. There's one in Montreal, up in Canada, that I'd like to play. There's one in Boston. So those are possibilities coming up. So I can, you know, build upon this ranking and confidence that I have now, because, you know, like last year, well, actually the last few years when I've lost, actually I think every single year that I've lost to the eventual champion.
Okay.
I don't just lose to anybody.
Okay.
I'm like, damn, one of these times, you know, I'm gonna just go. I should win. I felt like I had bad luck each year with the draw. And once again, I lost to the champion, but this year, thankfully, I didn't have to face the champion until the final. So,
okay. How was it? I got two more, Ray, and then I'll pass it off. How was it for you, because you were giving updates on Facebook,
yep.
How was it for you to see the support that you was getting and the way that, like, I mean...
It was completely, completely overwhelming, and like, this is my, I think it's my sixth year. I was saying that on Facebook that it was my seventh, I think. Because I started in 2010. So, this is my sixth year playing, and each year I'm overwhelmed, and I think I'm not going to be surprised by all the love and support on Facebook, but every year, you know, I'm on the subway, I'm on the 7 train going into Queens, and I'm looking at all the likes and all the comments, and I can't help but get teary-eyed right now just thinking about it. You know, it's just, it was...
Is it okay for me to say that's gay? Sorry, Jacob, we cool.
Only you can say that. Nobody else can say that.
Sorry, no.
No, it was great. It was also very emotional, and once, you know, that first match, the very first match that I played, you know, that's always, to me, the hardest, because you're doing all this planning, and you're putting all this stuff on Facebook that you're going down, and you've been, you know, I've been training for this, you know, and I've been playing some USTA, that's the United States Tennis Association matches. I joined a league up in Albany, I've been playing there. I reached out to my good friend Megan Yates, who I'm sure you guys all know.
Yeah,
Megan Yates,
top 20, right? Top 20 athlete.
Yeah, she came in right at number 20, which I think was a crock.
Yeah, yeah, she should have definitely
been
higher
in the top
than
10. But there's even a Megan Yates Day, but she's by far the best tennis player that's ever come out of Hudson. We're good friends, so I was like, why have I not reached out to her, you know, as a tennis coach and get some lessons from her? So I've been, you know, just in preparation for this tournament, I started getting some lessons just to tweak my game, and she's totally, totally helped, especially with the doubles, because my doubles partner and I had never won a single match, a single doubles match down at this tournament in the whole 6 years that we played. And we made it to the finals of doubles as well. So it was great. It was just a great, great tournament. But like I said, after the first match, you know, that's the most nerve-wracking, because I don't want to lose in the first round, you know. Yeah. And you're thinking about, oh, my God, I'm going to have to post this on Facebook that I lost. you just freak yourself out a little bit, and that's what I was doing. And I actually almost lost my first match. And once I did that, I was just on a tear. I just wanted to demolish everybody, and I pretty much did up until the final.
I'm curious, because we know, you know, you do a lot between, you know, being on the radio and giving us the news videos of the weather and
working at,
you know,
AT&T.
Working at your job at AT&T.
Yeah. See, and I wore something different today just in case I came in there, just because he told me that. But I couldn't make it in today.
How hard is it actually to to juggle all of that and then prepare for such a tournament? Because, you know, me and the guys were talking about it, how demanding tennis is as a sport, because you're basically using your whole body just to, you know, to get through these games. So how do you balance everything with doing your regular regular daily stuff? And
don't forget about the dress up thing he does.
Yeah, you know,
Girl Gansler. Yeah. She's
you're the host of a TV show. Yeah. Host of a game at a trivia game. Like, you do a lot. So how
when you tell me all that right now, I'm like getting tired just thinking about it. Cause I you know, anybody that is around me on a daily basis, I complain a lot. I absolutely complain a lot, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do all this, and that's the way I operate. Mm-hmm. If I don't have a million things on my plate, then I just can't function for mm-hmm. some reason. I need to know that once I finish this, I have to do this, and then once I finish that, I have to do that. Mm-hmm. But I try to focus on one thing at a time. I try to do the best I can on each thing. I sometimes feel completely overwhelmed with all the things that I have to do, but if I didn't have them all, I wouldn't be the person I am, and I wouldn't be happy. You know, I just have, for some reason, and every year I say, you know, I'm just going to eliminate something. I'm just going to lighten my workload a little bit, but I every year I add something extra onto it. So it's a lot of mental preparation, and you have to be an organized person, and thankfully I am. And I have, you know, great family and great friends that help. So, yeah, it's a lot, and it's a lot of stress and a lot of freaking out, but I, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I wanted to ask you one more question, and then we'll let Slay close it. Mr. WGXE, you go close. But at one point, you had to go up against your doubles champion, your doubles partner. And I said to you, because I'm a competitor, if you haven't noticed. And I'm like, you didn't go down there to lose.
Right.
So you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy from nobody.
Yeah.
And I'm Hud City all day. Is he from Hudson?
No, he's from Albany.
All right, good. That's good. That's good. Just making sure. But tell me really how you felt. And you ended up pulling out that match.
Yeah.
But how did it feel? Like, did you feel like, this is my friend, I don't want to beat him? Or was it like, may the best man win?
Well, it was definitely may the best man win. He was just another person in my way, you know. But that's what I ultimately felt. But, you know, when the draw came out and we realized that we were both on the same side of the draw, we were like, oh, no. You know, we always want to be on the other side of each other just so we, you know, we can both get to the final and play each other in the final. That's what we always wanted. And we've never had to play each other in this tournament. So, unfortunately, out of the 27 people that were in the tournament, 28 people that were in the tournament, the final four, we're both in the final four, and we both have to play each other to advance to the final. It's a lot to deal with, and I knew that I was going to beat him. I knew I was going to beat him, and I didn't want to beat him, so I had to get myself out of that. As soon as we got on the court, I was like, I'm not even going to look at him. I'm just going to watch the ball. I'm not even going to look at his face. I'm just going to play the ball. I'm not playing him. I'm playing the ball. And that's what I did. And that I had to stay focused like that for the whole match just to get through that, because I didn't want to beat him. I had to beat him.
That was my question. Now, is there trash talk that goes on during this? Because I'd be curious to know, like, what's said.
Well, I'm known as the John McEnroe.
That's it. Like, I wondered if you, like, you swig like a girl. Ooh, thank you. Like, if it's like,
no,
no,
I'm the one that's screaming to the top of his lungs on the court, and, you know, I get everybody afraid. They're all, you know, my opponents are afraid of me. People on the next court are afraid of me. People in the building, because you hear me. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be outside the building. You hear me. If I miss a shot, or if I start losing, or if I just go. I go nuts from time to time, and that sometimes getting angry like that on the court for me, it helps me play better. But unfortunately, like in our doubles final, it totally worked against me. So, yeah, the mental thing is a big thing. I don't trash talk, because I let my game do the talking. I don't really find many people that, you know, can keep up with my kind of power. I'm a power player. Unfortunately, in the final of the singles, I played against somebody that hits with no Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. And I knew I could have beaten that guy, and the guy said after he beat me in the final 6-4, 6-2, he said, Justin, you're by far a better tennis player than I am. I just know how to play guys like you. You like pace. If I hit the ball hard, you would have killed me. So I knew, you know, just to take all the pace away and have you come up with the pace. And, of course, yeah, I hit a lot of balls out, but I can't be upset about it. I was very upset about that loss. I was very upset about the doubles loss. The doubles guys that we had to play in the final, they did the same stupid stuff, floating the ball back. They wouldn't hit the ball, and, you know, we kind of beat ourselves.
Found your weak spot, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a learning. It's definitely a learning situation, and I just have to learn to be a little bit more patient when I get into matches like that. But overall, I'm very proud of myself. I'm very, very happy about how the whole tournament went, and I thank everybody for the support.
Like I said, we're proud of you. Stay, you want to close out?
Just, you know, we're very proud of you. We look forward to hearing about it, you know, next year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know.
Well, thank you.
Definitely
I really
proud of you. Bring it home next year.
Yeah, bring it home. Yeah. Yeah.
I got it next year. I mean, that's the farthest I've ever gone, so I can only build. My goal this year was to win one single match in doubles, since I had never won a match, and we made it to the finals. And my goal was to at least make it to the finals, which I did. So I achieved my goals. And
yeah, great work.
Next year, my goal is to win both. So
yeah,
all right.
And make sure you come in beforehand, so we can give you the pep talk.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that.
Thanks, Justin. Hey,
all right, thanks, guys.
Are you guys supposed to be on today?
No, we're on next Wednesday.
Okay, well, go ahead and plug your show.
Something to Talk About every second and fourth Wednesday on WGXE 90.7 from 10 to 11 with your hosts, Holly Tanner and Justin Weaver.
What you guys got next weekend?
We are still in the process of getting our guests, so I will be putting that on Facebook probably by the end of this week where guests are. It's not set in stone yet, but that show will be on Wednesday, July 13th from 10 to 11.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for the call, man.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right.